This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists have created a strange dystopian world where you're oppressed whether you're oppressed or not. You can be a multi-billionaire and be oppressed. You could be LeBron James and you're oppressed. You could be Oprah Winfrey and you're oppressed. There is nothing in this world, nothing in America, according to leftists, where you can feel safe. And all you have to do is declare what part of the intersection you want to be. Do you want to be black? Do you want to be gay? Do you want to be agnostic? What? Whatever they decide is the flavor of the day. Minority, you know, gay sexuality, what have you. And you can be oppressed, freely so. Oppression on all levels. The only thing you can't be oppressed is if you're white or if you are a conservative. They will then throw away all the colors and the intersections, if you will, and they will oppress the living daylights out of you. And the reason is, leftism is a death spiral. Take almost any of their ideas to a logical conclusion, and it ends in total disaster for the thought. Don't believe me, do it. Open borders. Take it to its logical conclusion. Everything's open. Anybody can have anything. Does that mean the ability to have your wife or your husband? Does that mean the ability to come take food out of your refrigerator? Does it mean the ability to borrow your French bulldog for the weekend? Does it mean the ability for somebody to take your car while you're parked at a restaurant or parked at a stoplight? Where does it go? The fact is, you are closed. You are a closed person. An individual, and I'll get back to that in a second. You're a closed person. And you decide to whom to open your borders. That's the way a nation works, ultimately. I'm closed. I don't just let anybody in. See, that's the logical nature of being. Is that we're all closed. Some people may be more open than others, but they cannot deny that they're closed. There are certain people they do not want in their lives. Let's extend that. There are certain people you do not want in your home. Right? There are certain people you will not invite to your home. Don't even play with me out there, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. There are people you won't let in your home. Because they steal, or for whatever reason. Maybe you're embarrassed about your home, but for whatever reason, you don't let people into your home. And then let's extend it further. There are some people you don't want in your neighborhood. Oh, I know you bigoted, racist pigs out there that's what you think of yourselves because that's what you've been taught to think. But I'm going to tell you right now, my hand goes up. There are people I don't want in my neighborhood. I don't want people that live the thug life in my neighborhood. I don't care what color you are. I don't want people that don't have an appreciation for the fact that I've gained a certain socioeconomic status that I want separation from those that haven't gotten it. Oh, Kevin, there you are. You're hating on the poor. I ain't hating on the poor. I'm just glad I ain't one of them. See, there's a difference. I've been poor. I never hated myself, but I want it out. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I'm going to break it down for you today. I have an amazing story I saw. It created so much thought. I love these kinds of stories because my brain synapses are firing on all cylinders. It gets me exhilarated. It gets me both not angry, but unnoticed on how to teach. You've already learned something right now with the little bit that I've told you. This is why you come to this program. Is because you know I'm going to find something that makes you go, I feel that way, Kevin. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about this. By the way, you can help me too. You have stories like this. You have all types of revelations that come to you. Send us a note. Tell us about it. An article or something that inspires you to go, this is why I feel this way. Or, Kevin, will you please talk about this? So anyway, I'm talking about this dystopian society of leftism where no matter how good you have it, it's not good enough, Colin Kaepernick. No matter how good you have it, it's not good enough, LeBron. It's not good enough, Oprah. All these belly achers, these people that will find some sort of fault in something, they can't see life through the eyes of the way we see it. Through the eyes of people that go, you know what, I can appreciate things. Let me tell you something. I can appreciate my misery. I can understand it. I go, you know what, it is a shame that a child has to lose a parent. I did. I lost my parent at a very young age. But you know what? The richness that came from it, what I was able to glean from it, gave me such insights into the world. Because see, that tragedy is what made me learn to appreciate things. I don't know what my life would have been had my mother remained alive and had my father not been in San Quentin prison. I can't project that. Well, I can. I could go look at some of the lives of my friends who had both parents and they're doing well. But look, we run in the same circles. I've got friends that have both parents. Most of my friends had both of their parents. I didn't get into some self-help group that said, Kevin, you're going to go find nothing but people who've lost their mothers and whose fathers have been in prison. My life is far from it. Maybe because of that. I don't know. I lived a rich life. Still do, by the way. I'm still with you. But leftism wants me to look at my life. Oh, Kevin, your mama died. Your daddy's in prison. But, you know, go get a gun and go kill some white people. We give you free charge to do it. Half the crimes in this country, the violent crimes, are committed by people that look like me. And if you want to take out most of the women who aren't involved, it's committed by a very small percentage of people that look like me and have my same gender, if we're allowed to speak of gender, that is. And we're about to. We're going to have a heck of a show today because this is a learning show. It's all about leftism and this spiral, this death spiral. Give me your topic for a leftist, and I will show you how it dies on itself. And that's why they're angry, because they can't rationalize their own thought processes. If they take it more than three levels deep, it dies. They go, oh, shoot. You want to talk critical race theory? You want to talk climate change? What do you want to talk? You want to talk the institutional racism of education or what? You want to talk about capitalism? That's a good one. The very people who decry capitalism are the biggest capitalists. They even ignore their own capitalism because theirs is good and yours is bad. I could go on, people. I'm here all day. It's amazing. Everything they do, for the most part, if you take it to its logical conclusion, ends in disaster. More when we come back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to be talking about the story titled, The Helicopter Pilot. Should have said that in the first segment. Because this particular broadcast is going to be dedicated to this story that I found. And it is I want to set it up with the backdrop of leftism. And I've been talking about the death spiral of leftism. Whatever leftists claim to want almost never happens. And there's a very simple reason that it doesn't happen. It's because it's insane. It goes on a death spiral. The minute they voice it, you start going, but it doesn't make sense. It's not logical, and so on and so forth. And that's why they hate people like me, the left. They hate me. I'm logical. I'm a critical thinker. I'm going to question you. And I'm the kid that's going to question you to the degree to where you go, I better know it cold, or I better shut him down. See, I'm going to make you have to convince me of it. And that's what you should do with your children. Your children should be inquisitive, intellectually curious about what somebody says. Well, explain that to me one more time, Kevin. Because the more they do that, and the more you can fire back as a person explaining it, the more they trust you, the more they go, oh, well, this guy knows. He knows. And now it has to be balanced with them having some level of logic and reasoning. This is why the Greeks were so amazing in their thought process. These are people that studied everything. They looked at the world and went, does that make sense? And we have the ability to learn from all of them. I mean, think about all the sayings and the things that have been done and said and created and accomplished in the world. And we get to look at all that and refine it to give derivative stuff, knowing today what we know. Wow. What an opportunity. But the left don't take advantage of it. They want people to be appreciated, and I'm giving you this as an example of how the death spiral works. They want you to be appreciated for your individuality. But what do? They put you in a collective. You're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white, you're male, you're female, you're rich, you're poor, all these intersections. And what's funny about that whole concept is if you take what they do to the bitter end, you need to appreciate the gay community, Kevin, you know, because we are a very diverse community, this, that, and the other, and we're not monolithic. And they tell you, you need to appreciate the black community because, you know, they're not all the same. And black people are, you know, they want us to be individuals. They want it, but they put us in the collective. And you know what I'll find, and I'm going to tell you, Michael Bowen, one of my writers and one of my buddies, he wrote about the black collective. It doesn't exist. You think black people are sitting around worried about reparations and the nonsense of the left? It's insane. Look at Michael's background. Growing up, he's a grunge music guy. He's, you know, I mean, a thinker, an intellect. We are very much the same on that level. But as you start to parse our music likes, our food likes, our upbringing, couldn't be more different. We are so individualized, it's absolutely crazy. I have certain things in common with him, but I have as much in common with him as I do with a Chinese counterpart. Wow. We are not a collective. So what's my point about individuality? When you break it up, the collective that the leftists want to teach is the fact that there are 7.6 or so billion collectives in the world. And you want to know what they are? Your individuality. The very thing that they claim to tout. When you take their little thing to, and then they put us into these collectives. Well, Kevin, the black condition is this, and the Latino condition is this. They put us in collectives, and you know what? When it started at the beginning, we were already right. We're individuals. Born this way, Lady Gaga. Individuals that the other individual doesn't care about your sexuality or anything. It's like a golfer. I play golf a lot, and there'll be a golfer, he's struggling with his game. You know what part of his problem is? He thinks other people care about his game. In many cases, you go out there, you get put on a foursome, guy tees off, oh, man, that stinks, whatever. And you tee off, and bloop, your game's going well, and he's over there cursing and ready to break clubs. And when he comes up to you, he's like, man, my game, you know, I usually play much better than this. You know what he's saying to you? I don't want you to feel badly about my game. You know what you're saying is your game muddles along doing what you want it to do. You go, I don't really care about your game. I'm out here doing what? Oh, here it comes, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm playing my game. See, life, as I know it, means I'm going to go do my thing. Occasionally, it may involve somebody else, other people. That's great. That's the beauty of it. Interact. It's what God wants you to do. But for the most part, I don't care about your game. I don't care about you being gay, straight, black, white, female, male, or whatever the number of genders that you are. I don't care what color you put, make your hair. I don't care what food you like. Doesn't matter. I don't care what hobbies you have. Because in my world, your stuff might look pretty freaky and vice versa. Ask me if I care what you think about my love of folk music. Ask me. Thank you. I don't give a crap what you think. I was born this way. So I want to talk about this thing, the helicopter pilot. Here's the way the story came to me. Isabel Falls, sci-fi story, I sexually identify as an attack helicopter, drew the ire of the internet. This is what happened next. I was intrigued. Isabel Fall. You probably don't know who that is, but Isabel Fall is a real person who was a transgender male who's becoming a female, transitioning. So I want to go back and tell you, I want to read the title again. Isabel Falls sci-fi story, quote, "I sexually identify as an attack helicopter," drew the ire of the internet. And here's what the next sentence of that thing is. In a war zone, it's not safe to be unknown. Unknown travelers are shot on sight, says Isabel Fall. The fact that Isabel Fall was an unknown led to her death. That's from the story that is written by somebody who's talking about Isabel Fall. Now, you might not know who that is, as I said, but the LGBT community knows, because Isabel Fall is a transsexual man who's transforming to a woman. And the writer of this article took on the persona of Isabel Fall, then made Isabel Fall into an attack helicopter. You want to talk about really got my mind flowing, and maybe yours too. Because the intrigue there is, there's not only the one transition, this metamorphosis, as you will, if you want to go all, me to go all Kafka on you, but there's this one transformation, but then there's this second transformation of this transgender male to female that then becomes an attack helicopter, a weapon of war. Now, I was like, you know, like, what's his face when Obama got there? I had to tingle up my leg because I knew that was enough controversy. And this story was on Vox. It is, and it still is. You can check it out on Vox. So when we come back, I want to explore Isabel Fall in more detail and you'll get it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News. Winfield, Alabama is bearing the brunt of a heavy storm, leaving damage across parts of the state. Winfield Mayor Randy Price says he's grateful for neighboring communities stepping up to contribute to the recovery.
Fed had already sent their fire department up. Bria sent their fire department. We had soldiers at police sent a couple of police officers in right off the bat, and we had calls from Havel, the mayor of Havel, Mayor Heichelberg, you know, Hamilton. All of those reached out to us early on, I mean, within minutes after the storm hit, and offering help.
He says he's surprised that despite all the damage, no death or injuries are being reported. A new report says the median home price sales rose over the last year to a new all-time high. Redfin reporting the price jumped by 14.6% to a record high of just over $360,000 during the four-week period ending December 26th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, I gotta tell you, I don't normally read other people's stuff, but I probably need to more because this particular story really intrigues me, and I'm gonna reset it again just so the people that are maybe tuning in now get it. But it's a story of a transgender person, an iconic transgender person, Isabel Fall. I'll get it out. And I'm gonna read this real quick. Isabel Falls, sci-fi story. I sexually identify as an attack helicopter, drew the ire of the internet. This is what happened next. And in the story that's in Vox, it goes on to say this. In a war zone, it's not safe to be unknown. Unknown travelers are shot on sight. Regardless of the transgender nature of this story, that's just a cool way to think about how something is done. Anyway, it goes on to read, the fact that Isabel Fall was an unknown led to her death. Now we begin again. So in this segment, by the way, this is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're talking about the crazy dystopian world of the left where everybody is oppressed. And I'm telling you how I'm going to show you the death spiral of this. Over this particular broadcast. That's why we're talking about this story. See, Isabel Fall is a real transsexual person transforming from male to female. Somebody took on the persona of Isabel Fall and then said, made Isabel Fall not only this transgender person, but then said, I sexually identify as an attack helicopter. Now, helicopter schmelicopter. Now I love how they did an attack helicopter. An assault helicopter might have even been more intriguing. The story goes on. Isabel Fall isn't dead. There is a person who wrote under that name alive on the planet right now. Someone who published a critically acclaimed, award-nominated short story. If she wanted to publish again, she surely could. Isabel Fall is a ghost nonetheless. In January of 2020, not long after her story, I Sexually Identify as an Attack Helicopter was published in the online science fiction magazine Clark's World, Fall asked her editor to take the story down and then checked into a psychiatric ward for thoughts of self-harm and suicide. The story, especially its title, which co-opts a transphobic name and had provoked days of contentious debate online within the science fiction community, the trans community, and the community of people who worry that cancel culture has run amok. Now you're going to start to get it. That's already the biggest hint in this story that I can tell you. Think about this. This person writes a story that co-opted a transphobic meme. And there was a debate between the science fiction community, the trans community, and the cancel culture community. They said, because there was little biographical information available about its author, the debate hinged on one question. Who was Isabel Fall? And that question ate her alive. When she emerged from the hospital a few weeks later, the world had moved on, but she was still scarred by what happened. She decided on something drastic. She would no longer be Isabel Fall. As a trans woman early in transition, Fall had the option of retreating to the relative safety of her legal masculine identity. That's what she did. Staying out of the limelight, growing ever more frustrated by what happened to her, she bristles when I ask her in an email if she stopped transitioning. But it's only phase one. It's the only phase I can think of to describe how the situation appears. So this guy's concerned that because of the psychiatric... I want you to understand, this person writes an article under the guise of this transitional, this transgender woman, Isabel Fall, has to check into a suicide place, you know, a psychiatric place. I should say suicide, even though that is high amongst trans people, because of all the blowback that's occurring about this. So he continues, or whoever writes the article, Isabel Fall was on the path to becoming herself, and then she wasn't. All because she published a short story, and then her life fell apart. In the 18 months since, what happened to her has become a case study for various people who want to talk about the way we live today. It has been held up as an example of, wait for it, folks, here it comes, progressives eating their own, of the dangers of online anonymity, of the need for sensitivity readers or content warnings. But what the story really symbolizes is the fact that we've grown more adept at using the internet. We've also grown more adept at destroying people's lives, but from a distance, in an abstracted way. Sometimes the path to your personal hell is paved with other people's best intentions. Wow. So, trans person writes a story about Isabel Fall, this fictitious, a made-up person, because this is a dude that's got his own name. But he makes up this story about Isabel Fall and then says, I was made into an attack. I sexually identify as an attack helicopter, which I find really intriguing because these days you can sexually identify as whatever you want. You can actually identify as whatever you want. Just don't try to pick up your ticket to Ticketmaster. Okay, without the real ID. But anyway, you can identify with anything you want. And they write this story, I sexually identify as an attack helicopter. Now, you would think, boy, that's some, you know, conservative who's really going after the LGBT community or the LGBTQ community, because that's very much a questioning or some curious thing. And I don't know where it fits in that whole thing, but it doesn't belong to the not gay man woman that I started, the NGMW, because we don't identify sexually as helicopters. We identify sexually as men or women, right? We don't have 71 flavors of whatever, gender fluidity. We don't have that stuff. We know what pronouns to use when addressing each other. So there's no ambiguity. But in their community, there is. And so you can, because of leftism, sexually identify, in fact, as an attack helicopter, which is, again, an intriguing story. So, I didn't read the story. I want to go back and read it, because Isabel Fall sounds like an amazing writer of this sci-fi thing. And I'm not into sci-fi, but I'm telling you, I actually wanted to find this story and read it. They took it down. But going on, moving on. It says, like most internet outrage cycles, the fracas over I sexually identify as an attack helicopter was enormous news within the bubble of people who cared about it, and it barely made a blip outside of that bubble. The full tale is amorphous and weird, and recounting its ins and outs is nearly impossible to do here. Just trying to explain the motivations of all involved is a task in and of itself, and at any rate, that story has been told many times, quoting others extensively. Fall, the protagonist in this story, has never spoken publicly about the situation until now. Clark's World, which is the sci-fi publication, published False Story on January 1st of 2020. For a while, people seemed to like it. Quote, "I was in awe of it on a sentence level. I thought it was beautiful and devastating and incredibly subversive and surprising. It did all this work in a very short amount of space, which I found completely breathtaking. It's been a long time since I read a short story that I enjoyed, and it also had rewired my brain a little bit," said author Carmen Maria Machado, who read the story before the controversy broke out. So, this reminds me of the power of words. When I was a kid growing up, I dismissed, you know, sticks and stones or great words will never hurt me. Words are extremely powerful. They can be so captivating. That's the difference between, you know, well, I used to think it was the difference between one bestseller or another. But in the scheme of things, if you're a gifted and brilliant writer, that should shine through versus a hack. And so this person writes a story that is transcendental in many ways. As I said, I haven't read it, but I wish I had. Just the title of it got my attention. So anyway, they go on. In the first 10 days after Attack Helicopter was published, what muted criticism existed was largely confined to the story's comments section on Clark's World. The tweets that still exist from that period were largely positive responses to the story, often from trans people. So there's this story written by a trans guy transforming into a woman who says, "I sexually identify as an Attack Helicopter," and everybody's intrigued and pretty much loves it, particularly the trans community. And I'm sure it was this metaphorical thing that made this person feel like empowered in how they wrote it, because I know what happens when I write certain things. So again, it was probably written as this metamorphosis akin to Kafka that I mentioned earlier, and it should have been appreciated. But
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extend.
Dependabite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So just to get everybody caught up, leftists have created this dystopian world where everybody's oppressed. You're hard-pressed to find somebody not oppressed, except, of course, white males. And I'm not here to defend white males because I don't know that they would pick me to be their defender, but I will certainly comment on the situation. Anyway, the reason why we're in this dystopian world where oppression is everywhere is because leftism is a death spiral and it doesn't want to admit that. Take any of their ideas to a logical conclusion, they end up in a total disaster. And if you know that, you're a destructive person, you don't want to be told that. You need an intervention. You need somebody to step in and go, wait a minute, and skank slap you. Whatever leftism claims to want almost always never happens. They want people to be appreciated for their individuality, but they put people into collectives, blacks, whites, gays, straight, etc. Take that concept to its bitter end, and you know what you end up with? You end up with individuality. I'm not just black. I'm not just straight. I'm not just Christian. I'm not just a hunter, a gun lover, a Bible-thumping, you know, patriot or whatever. I'm a lot of stuff. I'm a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with my politics. There is no bucket you can put me in that will make me like anybody else of all the people living and dead. If you segment me like an MRI machine and you just put me into my layers, with my stacks is what we call it, because we're building a new website, a social media site called, well, I'm not going to give the full name, but it's a stack. And it's a stack of who you are. And let me tell you, when we stack you up, you are as individual as your DNA, twins and triplets and whatever notwithstanding. And even with you, there's a difference. I can tell any twin apart from another twin given enough time. The point is, God made you as an individual, not to be put into some collective. You can choose to go into a collective and say, yeah, Kevin, I experience the black condition, as it were, in this particular time, et cetera, et cetera. It's like I tell you, when the guys raised their fist in the 1968 Olympics, I stood in solidarity with those black men. But I don't stand in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick because he has no reason to take a knee. Anyway, we're talking about Isabel Fall, a sci-fi story. I sexually identify as an attack helicopter, and it drew the ire of the internet. And Isabel Fall was on a path to becoming herself. Then she wasn't, because she published a short story and her life fell apart. And I believe Isabel Fall was truly written by a transsexual man who was on his, talking about his transition. And for me, it was like reading Kafka's Metamorphosis, where a guy wakes up and he can't figure out why he can't get off of his back, why he starts loving milk. And the metamorphosis was he was becoming a roach. You know, like the legs were too little and he was just squirming around. You ever seen a roach on its back? So I had to read it. I thought it was weird, but I got it. So here's a person making a transition, writing his or her Kafka-esque novel about transitioning to become Isabel. And here's what they write about this. In the 18 months since what happened to her has become a case study for various people who want to talk about the way we live today. It's been held up as an example of progressives eating their own, of the dangers of online anonymity, and of the need for sensitivity readers or content warnings. But what the story really symbolizes is the fact that as we've grown more adept at using the internet, we've also grown more adept at destroying people's lives. But from a distance, in an abstracted way. That part to me is so poignant. Because see, it's easy to sit behind a computer and be what I call a keyboard commando. You know, you feel power when you can sit back and become part of a collective that doxes and says, oh, my goodness. And this story rings a bit on so many levels because they thought it was somebody pretending to be a transsexual writing the story. And even the title of it, you know, I attack being an attack helicopter. I mean, I sexually identify as an attack helicopter. It's so conservative in the sense of it's something I would write to sort of draw attention to the craziness of it. But then it says, sometimes the path to your personal hell is paved with other people's best intentions. See, the readers of this story wanted to straighten out the writer. How dare you? He goes on to write, like most internet outrage cycles, the fracas over I sexually identify as an attack helicopter was enormous news within the bubble of people who cared about it, and it barely made a blip outside of that bubble. The full tale is an amorphous and weird, and recounting its ins and outs is nearly impossible to do here. Just trying to explain the motivations of all involved is a task in and of itself. And at any rate, that story has been told many times, quoting others extensively. Fall has never spoken publicly about the situation until now. This is Isabel Fall. And Clarkswell published this story. And here's what they wrote. I was in awe of it on a sentence level. I thought it was beautiful and devastating and incredibly subversive and surprising. It did all this work in a very small amount of space, which I found completely breathtaking. It had been a long time since I read a short story that I had enjoyed, and it also had rewired my brain a little bit. said author Carmen Maria Machado, who read the story before the controversy broke out. In the first 10 days after Attack Helicopter was published, what muted criticism existed was largely confined to the story's comments section on Clark's World. The tweets that still exist from that period were largely positive responses to the story, often from trans people. But in the first in Clark's World comments and then on Twitter, the combination of the story's title and a relative lack of information about Fall began to fuel a growing paranoia about the story and its author. The presence of trolls who seemed to take the story's title at face value only added to that paranoia. And when read through the lens of Isabel Fall is trolling everybody, Attack Helicopter started to seem menacing to plenty of readers. Attack Helicopter, they write, was a slippery, knotty piece of friction, knotty, not naughty, that captured a particular trans feminine uncertainty better than almost anything I have ever read, is what this person's writing. Set in a nightmarish future in which the U.S. military has co-opted gender to the degree that it turns recruits into lethal weapons, it told the story of Barb, a pilot whose gender is helicopter. Together with Axis, Barb's gunner, who was also assigned helicopter, Barb carried out various missions against assorted opposition forces who live within what is at present the United States. I will tell you right now, I want to read this story. I was intrigued after I saw this. What an imagination. Call it what you want, all the transgender crap. I thought it was such a great backdrop for transgenderism and trans mechanisms, you know? They say then, because its title was also a transphobic meme, and because Isabel Fall has absolutely no online presence beyond the Clarksville story, many people began to worry that Fall was somehow a front for right-wing anti-trans reactionaries. They expressed those fears in the comments of the story, in various science fiction discussion groups, and all over Twitter. Fans of the story pushed back, saying it was a bold and striking piece of writing from an exciting new voice. While the debate was initially among trans people for the most part, it eventually spilled over to cis sci-fi fans who boosted the concerns of trans people who were worried about the story. So now, let me just put it another way. The trans people were fine with the story until the cis leftists, cis meaning born and accept their birth sex, they got a hold of it and said, "You see what's going on here, man? There's an attack on the trans community." The trans community was fine. But I got to tell you, I love this whole saga. It's leftism attacking leftism. It doesn't know any of the characters, any of the things. It can't just accept that this is an interesting and intriguing story. That's, look, it's got trans this, all that. I don't even care. I want to read this story. It is intriguing to me that somebody would take something that's being discussed in pop culture to the way the LGBTQIA plus is talking about, specifically the T's, and put it into something that is Terminator, you know, sci-fi, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not that much into sci-fi, but I want to see how they combine those two things. Anyway, they pull the story, replacing it with an editorial note. The recent barrage of attacks on Isabel has taken a toll, and I ask that even if you disagree with the decision, that you respect it. It's not censorship. This needs to be done for her own personal protection. You have to take this down to save this real person's sanity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.